Well, the people who created this may have taken no pain, no gain a step too far. It's a new trend in skincare called the vampire facial, which involves a dermatologist injecting someone's own blood into their skin. To find out more about the vampire facial, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline to talk with Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Ava Shamban. Thanks a lot for talking to us today. So describe this procedure.
So the procedure begins with assessing a patient's skin and looking to see what type of aging they have, whether it's brown spots, fine lines and wrinkles, irregular texture. And all of these are amenable to being treated with the so-called vampire facial.
And how do you do a vampire facial?
So the first step is to draw the patient's blood. So inside, within the blood, there are cells called platelets, and these cells are filled with growth factors. So these are your very own growth factors, which makes it an ideal skin treatment. Then the second step is applying a small amount of local anesthesia, and then we use oftentimes a microneedling device. And what this does is it creates tiny little openings into the skin to deliver these growth factors, which are then applied into the area exactly where they're needed.
Do you do this?
Yes, we do it. Yes.
Mm-hmm. But hasn't there been, didn't somebody contract HIV from this?
So there was a med spa in Arizona. And so it's hard, sometimes with med spas, and especially state by state, the laws vary. It's possible that it was not a dermatologist or a plastic surgeon who was the medical director, and these nurses were unsupervised. Also, one of the issues is some of the microneedling devices that are not FDA approved had a problem with some leakage, like some of the blood would draw back into the handle. That's one problem. And then the other issue, obviously, if you are not completely watching whose blood is being spun down and there's not a protocol in place, then it's possible that there might be some confusion between what's being put on your face.
And what sorts of results do you think women get from this? Women and men.
So women and men. Yeah, so, well, it's really nice if you have some acne scars, you have problems with pigmentation, fine lines and wrinkles, and so generally you do 1 to 3 treatments and you'll start to see an improvement in all of these issues because of the growth factor delivery. But you have to look for a location that is very tightly run and regulated, board certified dermatologist, plastic surgeon, who's there. Or close by. I mean, this is handling blood, so there have to be protocols that are in place.
There's a lot of things I can accept, but it just sounds a little bit creepy.
Oh, the vampire facial?
Uh-huh.
Well, it's not. What's creepy about it? The name? I mean, the fact is that we have growth factors that we make ourselves. I mean, that's what, when we have a wound, when something happens, we have a cut, then our blood supply goes to that area and delivers these little proteins that help the skin heal. So it's very nice to have them matched up to you. So
okay, well,
I don't think it's so creepy.
Okay, all right, fair enough. I think I'm going to wait on this one and just accept those smile lines a little longer. Thanks a lot for talking to us, Dr. Ava Shamban.